Let's talk about the Pasha a little bit. It's Basix Pasha. Who's in Ish Kodesh this Shabbos? Oh, so you already know this.
Can't wait to hear
him. Okay. So the whole mice at the beginning of the Pasha. Parshas Vayera with Avram and the Malachim. So we learn on many things from this sugya of Avram Avinu in terms of Midos and Derech Eretz and how he treated the Malachim and the Schar which he got from that. Take a look at Rashi. That the whole treatment that Hashem Yisbarach did for Klai Yisrael and Midbar was all due to the Midos Chesed and the Tachas Orchim which Avram did for the Malachim. It's a Pli Atzuma. With the Mayim and the Anani HaKavod and the Man and Chazal are very descriptive about, not just by Rashi there, but other Midrashim, the payback that Avram got in return for this chesed to these malachim. Chazal say, V'al ha-bokar ratz Avram, Mikan she-tzaderech tzadikim she-oimim ve'at ve'asim harbe. The way of tzadikim is that they say little and they get things done, and they do a lot. V'al ha-bokar ratz Avram, that although he said to them, Yukach namat mayim, have a little bit of water, that was just to reel them in. But once they were in, and they were in the house, so he went on for them. Each one got a bakar b'chardel. I want to discuss a little bit this inyan of oimer ma'at v'aseh harbe, and pnimius, what that means, to be an oimer ma'at v'aseh harbe. Can't just mean that the tzaddik has a tactic, that he says a little and does a lot, and from that comes all this. There has to be something more pnimius about that than that. Furthermore, the Magid Meshorim asks a question that the Malachim come to Avram and Avram invites them in and they say, Kein tase kasher dibarta. You will do as you said. Now what's wrong with this lashon? It should have said, Kein nase kasher dibarta. We will do. And we agree. We agree to do what you asked us to do. Kein nase kasher dibarta. What's pshat kein tase kasher dibarta? Grammatically, it's incorrect. Furthermore, the Chesed of Avram and the Gala Razia from the Beis Medrash of the Arizal, they tell us a little story, a Maisa Shahaya, based on the Medrash and this whole parasha, that when these Malachim, when they came to the house of Avram, and Avram intended to serve them, as we said, three bakars. A bakar, the lashon b'chardol for each and every one of his precious guests. So the maisa is that one of these bakars ran away. And Avram chased it all the way to Maras Machpelah. And that was the first time that he discovered Maras Machpelah. Perhaps not the first time, but it took him to Maras Machpelah. And there he saw Adam and Chava, that they were lying there. And he coveted very much to be buried in that makom as well. And he couldn't catch up to that bakar. And according to the Chesed Avram, who was the grandfather of Avram Azulai of the Chidah, he says that that bakar which ran away wasn't a real bakar. It was Raphael, who was one of the malachim who came to visit Avram. Hence, Raphael is the Osir's par kale, a reference to the par of Hashem which ran away. Ultimately, Avram never caught up to this part. And we'll see what happened when we quote the Malbim momentarily. You may be familiar with the Malbim. But he explains that Habakar is the same Osios as Rivka. And so says the Galarazia, that there's a hint here to the Shidduch of Yitzchak. Of course, Rivka is buried in Maras Machpelah, but other tzaddikim are buried there too. So we have to try to understand what is the hint here to Rivka the Tzadekas in this whole episode, this whole Maisa, of following the Bakar and not catching up, coming to Maras Machpelah, pump there's Rivka. How do we understand these events which seem to be unrelated to each other? Now we know from the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Samech Yemed Beis, that the Gemara speaks about Pa'ulos, that a person can do with a sefer called the Sefer Yetzir. There are different very important works in Kabbalah which we're familiar with, perhaps. Or concepts in Kabbalah, Ma'aseh Merkava, Ma'aseh Bereishis, and Sefer Yetzirah is one of the big ones. And Sefer Yetzirah is attributed to Avraham Avinu. Some say according to it's attributed to Rabbi Akiva, but we accept that it's attributed to Avraham Avinu. And the Gemara here on Samech Yemid Beis and Sanhedrin references the use of Sefer Yetzirah by the Amoraim. Rava says, Yibau tzadiki barama. If tzadikim want, they could create the world. Shenemar, but it says, Ki avani seichem hayim avdilim. That because of our avonis, we can't. Or they can't. Then the Gemara says, Rava baragavra. There's different girsos. Some say Rabba, some say Rava. Maybe we'll speak about that at a different time. Baragavra. He created a goylem. Shadri lekamid of Zeira, and he sent him to Reb Zeira. Rav Zera tried to speak to this goylem and he wouldn't talk back. And as the Marsha points out, that although the tzaddik can construct the goylem, he can't give it a koyach adibur, because the koyach adibur has to come from Hashem. So the goylem doesn't speak. He says, you were sent here from the chevra, from the chevraya. Is Rav Zera talking? He says, you're coming from Rabba. Hadila afrech, go back to your dust. Killed it. And then the Gemara continues, Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Moshe, Havu Yaspi Kol Ma'alei Shabbos, every Erev Shabbos, they would sit and they would be Oisek and Sefer Yetzirah, U'mevru lehu Igla Tilsa, and they would create an Igla Tilsa, a very, very chush of a calf they would be able to create using Sefer Yetzirah, for Achlilei, and that would be their Suda on Friday night. So we see that the Amoraim were piled with Sefer Yetzirah, real creations. Now the Malbim writes a fascinating chiddush, and as I pointed out, the Chesed Avram does the same. He writes, "Vela bakar ratz Avram," that Avram ran to the bakar. Yesh lachazal sheben habakar ratz milifnei Avram, that Avram couldn't catch up to this bakar. That's the pshat vela bakar ratz. Not that he ran to get the bakar, meaning to the pen to come get it. He ran after it because he couldn't catch up to it. The Avraham bara acher ayilei Sefer Yetzirah. So this yachas of Avram to Sefer Yetzirah is a very real thing. Not just that it's attributed to Avram Avinu. We find Avram Avinu being poil using the Sefer Yetzirah, that he constructed this eagle using Sefer Yetzirah. And that's the pshat says the Malbim vayimaher la'asayis oisai, that he worked very quickly la'asayis oisai, to create it. As the Pasuk points out, Ela Bakar Asher Asa. Not that he prepared it, like Rashi says, quoting Chazal. Asher Asa, literally, that he actually created the Bakar. So then the Malbim goes on to explain, V'nirish Ratzu L'taritz B'zeh Heich Ha'echil HaMalachim Basar V'chalav. Chazal are coming here to address how it is that Avram fed, seemingly, these Malachim Basar V'chalav. And they say, therefore, Shahaya Basar Shinevai, they say, Fitzir Shainlo Din Basar. It doesn't have a status of Basar. And that's the Pshat, Shalaka Chema Vachalav, Uben Habakar Asher Asa. Because you, the reader in the Torah, you want to know, how can you serve them Chema Vachalav and Bakar? Oh, it's a Bakar Asher Asa. It was committed to say, Fitzir, thus is a part of a ego. And therefore, it's Mutter. And this Malbim is quoted lahalacha by the Chik Shik Shleimer. And the poskim nowadays use this Malbim as a source to discuss artificial meat, which is created in a laboratory. Does it have the status of milchik, of fleishik? Does it have the status of par? Machlekes is in the poskim about that. So it's not just the God of the Bialma. So we see from here that there was a yetzirah that Avram did on this bakar. And the reason why he probably did so is because he probably felt that these were guests who were waiting on a very excruciating hot day, and they probably needed something to eat right away. So that's why the pasuk is Vayamahir La'asayis. It's not just that he would have used Sefer Yetzirah, just Tamazoi. He made it quickly because his guests were waiting and they were probably very hungry traveling to the Midbar. Now, what's the significance of this? Of Sefi Yetzira, and Dafke here that we find Sefi Yetzira by Avram Avinu. So let's take a step back in history. We'll go back to the Perish of the Rush, not the Rush on the Gemara, the Rush on the Torah. Most people are not familiar with the Perish of the Rush on the Torah. In the back of many of the Makaros Gadolos, you'll find the Perish of the Rush. And he says very fascinating things many times, quoting Midrashim, which are hard to come by. And this is one of those instances where he writes in Parshas Bereishis, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chafav, it says, "Az hu chalikra b'shem Hashem," then the door of Enosh, they began, as Chazal say, that the name of Hashem became Chulin. But he's focusing on the words here, b'shem Hashem. Hu chalikroi b'shem Hashem, to call out in the names of Hashem. He writes, I'm not going to read the whole thing in Lashon HaKodesh, you can see for yourself. So the B'nai HaDor, they came and they asked Enosh, "What was your father's name?" He said, "Shase." And he said, "What was Shase's father's name?" His name was Adam. "And what was Adam's father's name?" He said, "He didn't have a father. Rather, Kadosh Baruch Hu made him a goylem from the land. V'napach bo nishmas chayim." So Amru Lai Ketzad Asahu, how did he make him? What did he do? So immediately he took some dirt from the ground and he made the tzur of a goylem. And then he took a shindalid and he placed it into this goylem. V'haybachayas, and then it was alive. And as soon as that happened, miyad Amru Zel Ekenu, they would say, this is our God, the Ha'aminu Bar. They made an avodah zarah out of that. And this is what infuriated HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this was the beginning of avodah zarah, so to speak. This ma'isa with Enosh. Az hucha likra b'shem Hashem. It became chulin to call on the Shem Hashem. But as we'll see, az hucha likra b'shem Hashem, what that means in terms of using the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we see from here that a very big kilkul was made out of this inyan of making a goylem. From this began the whole inyan of avodah zarah. It's very similar to what we find by the ego. That as soon as the ego was made and they were able to shtep a chiyus into this ego, so they would say, "Hine lehenu, this is our God." Just like a gilgal of what was happened before, it happened again by the Shasa ego. Find something similar to the Sefer HaPliya. He brings that the Rishayim in those times, in earlier generations, they were all Bali Shem HaMafayrish. We don't live in a world where Shema Sakadashim are accessible to us and we know how to use them. But in earlier generations, this is how things got done. The same thing is true by the Dor HaFlaga. You can't read the parasha of the Dor HaFlaga that they tried to build a tower and to rebel against Hashem with Pashtas. It's silly. It's a silly thing to think that there were people who got together, who made bricks in ancient times, and were trying to build a tower which goes all the way up to the heavens to rebel against Hashem. Like, with what? It's an insanity. These were people who were proficient in the Shem HaSakdoshim. And the Shem HaSakdoshim, because the one who first was given the Sefer Yetzir was Adam HaRishon. And it's brought down in Chazal that Hashem created the world with his Sefer Yetzirah, and then he gave it to Adam HaRishon, and this was something which was accessible to the masses. And they used Sefer Yetzirah as if to say, "We have the power to rebel against you, just like you can create, we can create it. I'll take you on." That's pshat that the Pasuk says, "Hava nilvanav levenim, v'nasir lanu shem." We'll make a shame for ourselves. Nasir lanu shem means we're going to use the shame as HaKadoshim. We're going to use the holy names of Hashem to make a rebellion against Hashem. And with this, we can understand why it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he spoiled their plot by being Meshabesh their Lashonis, that he gave them 70 languages, and he caused it that they should be able to communicate with each other. Because the whole kayach that he tried to rebel against Hashem was using the Shem of Sakhdesh, which can only be done with Lashon HaKodesh. Now that he took away Lashon HaKodesh, as Pinchas Karts explains in Emir Pinchas, and he left them with just 70 other languages. So he stripped them from their weapon. The whole weapon was the Shem of Sakhdesh through Lashon HaKodesh. In fact, even in Mitzrayim, of course, they were masters of Kishuf and Shindalid and all types of Chachmasa, Hatuma. Paro, of course, was the leader of them all. One of the wonders of the world today is how the pyramids were made. Yeah? We've seen videos of questions how the pyramid was made, all these ridiculous suggestions of how the pyramids were made. I could have some people say the aliens made it. It's like, it can't be explained how it is that without modern technology, how they could have made the pyramids. We're talking about bricks which were weighed tons. And they need to schlep it all the way from there. How did they get it across the sand and to get it to these locations and to get up there? And things which are unexplainable. The pshat is, if I say, is that they lived in a generation where they used kishuf. To use kishuf to make it. That's what it is. And in fact, the whole pyramid was just a way of channeling certain energies from the Koychavim, which is Ayavar Tzkachavim, to bring down certain energies into the world. We struggle to understand that because we think that life was always like this, but that's just part of the gaiva of Bnei Adam to think that. So we have technology, and they had Chachmas HaKishav, Mashahayo Hushiyah. Like they were able to do things which, you know, through Kishav, which we can't do nowadays. What we see, Rabbi Yisai, is that the Sefer Yetzirah and the whole Inyan of the Shem HaSagdashim was lending itself to tremendous kilkel and the Aflaga and those tkufos. So Lani Yastaiti, what happened is as follows. I don't know who it happened with. But we find in the Gemara, the Mishnah tells us that Chizkiyo HaMelech is praised for three things, and he's also criticized for three things. But one of the three things that he's praised for is that he took the Sefer HaRefuos, the Sefer from which all the Refuos were included in that Sefer, and he buried it. Why did he bury it? Because he saw, says Rashi, that people weren't davening for Refuos. They were using Sefer Refuos to be Merape without davening to Hashem. And that's not what Hashem wants. Hashem wants that Klai Yisrael should be Mespala when they become sick. So he saw that there was a kilkel with this ancient Sefer HaRefuos, and he buried it. And he's credited a very big schar for that. I would say the same thing happened with the Sefer Yetzirah. Because the Sefer Yetzirah was taken, and it was buried away. It was buried away. And where of all places would you have expected the Sefer Yetzirah to be buried? In Maras HaMachped. Because it was buried with Adam. Adam was the Baalim on Sefer Yetzirah. He was the one who it was given to. And that's not like anybody could just find Maras HaMachpelah, as the Zohar says. It wasn't something which people could just look for and come across. So the Chara would suggest that it was buried and Nignaz in Maras HaMachpelah. Now let's try to answer some of our questions based on this suggestion. Now here the Malachim come to the house of Avram. And this is immediately after the Bris Milah of Avram Avinu. And Avram Avinu is running. He's running to catch up to this fire, and he comes to Maras HaMachpelah. Behold, he sees Maras HaMachpelah. It wasn't just that Avram came there to find Maras HaMachpelah. When he came to Maras HaMachpelah, he found the Sefer Yetzirah. Because you don't find a source in Chazal when it is that Avram came across the Sefer Yetzirah. I would suggest that this was the moment that Avram came across Sefer Yetzirah. And the reason why we find right now that Sabakar Asher Asa, that he makes the Bakar using the Sefer Yetzirah, was because he had just found the Sefer Yetzirah. This is where Hashem gave him the Sefer Yetzirah. And he created it using the Sefer Yetzirah. The remnant to this is the Gematria, that Ma'ara, which is the Remes Amaras Machpelah's Gematria Yetzirah, suggests that the Sefer Yetzirah was found in the Mar. Now it's interesting that this Lashon of Asher Asa, which implies creation of the Bakar, we find this Lashon elsewhere in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, where the Torah tells us, Ves ha-nefesh asher asu b'chara, the nefashas which were made in Chara. Now the Medrash says, ha-nefesh asher asu b'chara, the Medrash takes this Lashon very seriously. How can a human being be created? It can't be created. Afilu yitush, even if you gathered all the people in the world together, tried to make a fly, they couldn't make a fly. You can tell me that as hanefesh asher asu b'charan, that Avram actually made nefashas at Charan. So the Medrash says no, he was Megayer Ger, like Rashi says in the pasuk. The Raivin in his Perish, the Sefer Yetzirah, writes no, Avram and Sarah used Sefer Yetzirah to create people. Now this opinion of the Raivin is not completely accepted for the following reason. That it's not mistaver to say that Avram Avinu was using Sefer Yetzirah before he had a bris milah. And when it comes to learning Kabbalah, one of the very big inyanim in learning Pnimis HaTorah is that a Jew should have gone to the mikveh that day. He should learn it with Kedusha and with a Tahara. And that's certainly true about the Sefer Yetzirah as well. If a person, even if he doesn't go to the mikvah, according to many, he's puzzled from learning Kabbalah that day. Imagine somebody who's not a ben bris at all. Avram didn't have a bris milah. You're going to tell me he was being osik and sefer yetzirah. So on that account, the perish of the Raivit is not rejected, but it's argued with. Parulanias 90, going back to our sugya, Avram Avinu comes to Maris Machpit and he finds sefer yetzirah here. The reason why this is the time that Hashem is introducing it to him is because this is the third day after his bris. That now is the time to introduce Sefer Yetzirah to Avram Avinu. And he uses it right away because he sees that it's his zman pikuach nefesh. And we'll speak a little bit about the conditions of using Sefer Yetzirah momentarily. So now let's fast forward a little bit. Let's go to this week's parasha, Parashas Chayisar. The Torah tells us that Avram Avinu, he sends Eliezer to find a wife for Yitzhak. He's on his way back, and he comes and he finds. The Torah tells us Vayetze Yitzhak Lasuach Lasadeh, that he goes to Davin in the field. And then all of a sudden, behold, there she is, Eliezer and Rivka, they're coming his way. And the Torah tells us Vayisaper Ha'eve LiYitzhak Eskal Asher Asa. That the Eved tells Yitzhak everything which he did. Where does this take place? Vayetze Yitzhak Lasuach Basadeh. So Tosfos on Bracha says it took place on Har Moriah. The Zohar Kadosh Rebbe says it took place by Maris HaMachpelah. Because Stam Sadeh is the stay Maris HaMachpelah. So now why is Yitzhak going to daven by Maris HaMachpelah? After all, what is Yitzhak davening for right now? Davening for a shidduch. He knows that Eliezer was sent to bring him back a shidduch, so he went out to be mespalo for a shidduch. And you can imagine that he went out to daven for a shidduch, and he finishes davening mincha, and he opens his eyes, and there she is. Yitzhak l'suach basada. Why is he davening by Maris HaMachpelah? Because the shayrish of all zivugim comes from Maris HaMachpelah. As Chazal say, Maris HaMachpelah, the reason why it's called Kaful is because Zivugim are buried there. It's not a place that a person can be buried without his Ben Zug. Adam is buried with Chavra, Avram with Sarah, Yitzhak with Rivka, Yaakov with Leah. So Yitzhak goes to Davin in the place, of course, at this point only Adam and Chavra are buried there. And Sarah is buried there, and that's another reason why he's davening there, in the schus of his mother who's buried there. But he went to Davin there because that's the place of Zivugim. Now it could be, that since Avram Avinu found the Sefer Yetzirah in Maris HaMachpelah, the Yitzhak was also being poiled using the Sefer Yetzirah to find the Zivug. Because Maris HaMachpelah is the place of the Sefer Yetzirah. What does the Torah say about this Isha, about the Adam, Vayitzer as the Adam. The Adam was created a Yetzirah of Adam and Chava. He's going to the place of Yetzirah where Adam and Chava, that Yetzirah is buried, that Adam was created with his Benzug, the Benzug which belonged to him. And Eliezer now went to search not just for Stama girl, but for the Benzug of Rivka. And he went to daven in that place of where the Yetzirah took place. It's in Adam and Chava. So the Derech Remez, it fits very nicely into the Pasuk in many ways. Because the Pasuk says, Vayetze Yitzchak Lasuach Basada. Vayetze Yitzchak is Gematria Yitzira. The word Suach, which is the Shirish of the word Lasuach, Shin Vav Ches with the Kailo, is also Gematria Yitzira. So Vayetze Yitzchak is Gematria Yitzira. Suach is Gematria Yitzira. And Lasuach Basade is Gematria Sefer Yitzira. And the very next Pasuk, Vayisaper Ha'ever LeYitzchak, it's called Advarim Asher Asa. Asher Asa. Kol Advarim Asher Asa. Are those not the magic words that we saw before? Ela Bakar Asher Asa? Those are the words which imply creation. Vesa Nefesh Asher Asu Bechara. Of which the Ravid says Sefer Yetzirah. Asher Asu. Here it says Asher Asa. He explains to Yitzhak, it's called Advarim Asher Asa. Not all the things that Eliezer did, all the things that Yitzhak did. So Eved LeYitzchak. That's why it says Vayisaper HaEved LeYitzchak. Eved LeYitzchak is Gematria Yitzira. And since the word Vayisaper comes from the word Sefer, so Vayisaper HaEved LeYitzchak is the same thing as saying Sefer Yitzira. And as the pasuk concludes, as Kol Advarim Asher Asa, the magic words of Yitzira. So with this, we can understand why it is that Yitzchak goes to Maras Machpelah and he brings Sefer Yetzirah, and lo and behold, who comes his way? Rivka. Let's go back to the questions we asked before, at least one of the questions. We said, Vela Bokar Ratz Avram, that Avram ran to Maras Machpelah. So we explained, okay, he found there Sefer Yetzirah, but he also found there the Neshama of Rivka, did he not? Did we not say, HaBokar is Rivka, Osios Rivka? So look how everything comes together. Avram comes to Maras Machpelah, finds Sefer Yetzirah, and he finds the neshama of Rivka. And it's only in the next week's parasha, this week's parasha, Parashas Chayisar, that Yitzchak goes to Maras Machpelah, he has Sefer Yetzirah, and he finds Rivka. So everything is just an explanation for telling what's happening in this week's parasha. Further this point of the relevance between Sefer Yetzirah and Maras Machpelah, so we know that the klipa, that the menia which was preventing Avram from being kohen of Maras Machpelah, was a Russian named Ephron Achiti. Before we try to understand the midah of Ephron, let's go back for a moment to explain Pshat, which we said before in answering our questions. That Avraham, that he ran for the Bakar, and Chazal say, Mikan, that Tzadikim are Emor Ma'at Vasehari, that they say a little and they do a lot. Let's now try to understand these words, Emor Ma'at Vasehari, in a pleamistic way. Mafarshim explain that in Baruch Sha'amar, one of the Shvachim we say to Hashem is Baruch Emer Va'isa. Baruch Emer Va'isa. That doesn't just mean that Hashem says and He creates. It means that when He says, He creates. That His Amira creates an Asiya. Baruch Omer Va'isa. This is a remez to Sefer Yetzirah. The whole inyan of Sefer Yetzirah is that not that you create B'yadayim, your Amira creates. That you say and it creates. That's called Baruch Oimer V'Oisa, that you have an Amira, and that Amira makes an Asiya. If that's the case, it's actually very nice, because Mekubalim explained that the Seder Hatzila divides into four parts: Asiya, Yetzira, Bria, and Atzilus. And the Oidlam of Asiya goes from the beginning of the davening up until Baruch Sha'amar. And Baruch Sha'amar begins Sefer Yetzir. Oilam HaYetzir. But it works out very nicely that the Oilam Yetzir, which begins with Baruch Sha'amar, it makes a reference to this musik of Sefer Yetzir, which is Baruch Omer V'Oisa. So with that being said, we can explain that the Derech of a Tzaddik is what? Mikan Emor Ma'at V'Aseh Harbe. That a Tzaddik is able to say just a few names of Hashem, Emor Ma'at V'Aseh Harbe, and he does a lot with that. It's called Emor Ma'at V'Aseh Harbe. And where do Chazal learn this out from? Vel HaBokor Ratzavra, at the Bokor. Because this Bokor was created with Sefer Yetzir. That's called Emor Ma'at V'Aseh Harbe. With this, we can understand the question we asked. Why do the Malachim say to Avram, says the Magen Yesharim, Kain ta'aseh kasher dibarta, when it should say Kain na'aseh, we will do what you tell us to do. But what they're telling them is, what they're telling Avram is, Kain ta'aseh kasher dibarta, you will do when you speak. You have the koyach of creation in your mouth. Kain ta'aseh kasher dibarta, your koyach of dibur has the koyach of being quite actual asiyas in the veld. That's called Emor Ma'at V'Aseh Harbe. So as we explained, this inyan of Emor Ma'at V'Aseh Harbe, which is a remnant to the inyan of Sefer Yetzira, has a shaychus to Maaseh Machpelah. Now Avraham Avinu, in the beginning of the parasha of Chayei Sarah, he comes to Maaseh Machpelah and he wants to take away Maaseh Machpelah from Ephron Achiti. So now Chazal tell us that Ephron, Vayishkol Avraham LeEphron, is written Chaser Vav. Without a vav. Why is he written without a vav? So Chazal say in the Gemara about Metziah, Chazal say, it's written vav because Ephraim was a big talker. This is the derech of Rishayim, that they're oimrim harbe v'afilu ma'at inam oisem. That they do the opposite of emor ma'at v'aseh harbe. They say a lot, they do nothing. So it goes very nice. So here you have Avraham Avinu, who's the man of emor ma'at v'aseh harbe, who wants to be take away Maaseh Machpelah, which is the place that he found the Sefer Yetzirah, from a guy named Ephron, of which Chazal say that his big rishis is what? That he was Oimer Harbe V'Afilu Ma'at Le'asa. You see how these things are all coming together. The Tzaddik on the one hand, the Rasha on the other hand, in that place, to be coined at that place called Maaseh Machpelah. And Chazal say that because of this, Ephron lost his vav. But on the other hand, you can say as follows, in the same way that Ephron was a person who lost his vav, Avraham Avinu was a person who got the letter Hey. Why does he get the letter Hey? The reason why he got the letter Hey is because the letter Hey always represents the Kleich of Dibor, because there are Chamisha Motzelos HaPeh. There are five parts of the mouth. That the letters of the Aleph Beis are divided into five sections, which correspond to the five parts of the mouth. So for example, there are guttural letters, which is the Aleph, the Ches, the Ayin, and the Hey. And there are the letters of the lips. For example, the letters Beis, Vav, Mem, Pei, Bumf, to be short. Those letters come from the lips. You can't say a Beis without lips, or a Mem, or a Vav, or a Pei. Same thing with the teeth. There's some letters which are uttered with the teeth. Zishrit, Zayin, Shin, Resh, Samich, Tzadi, and Vechule. Every letter comes from five parts of the mouth. That's called the letter Hey. And Avram was given the letter Hey by the Bris Mila, as if to say, now that you have a bris, you're an emor ma'at v'aseh harbe. I'm giving you the koyach of dibur. And where do we find a remez Avraham Avinu that he has this letter Hey? Eila toldos hashamayim va'aret behibaram. Going back to Ma'aseh Bereishis, Chazal say behibaram is the letters Avram, and that word Hey, the letter Hey in behibaram is a big letter Hey. That's where we find a remez Avraham Avinu. Where? By Ma'aseh Bereishis. Of which the whole Seder of Ma'aseh Bereishis, like we said before, is one of Baruch Omer Ve'Oseh, that Hashem spoke and He created. How many utterances do we have in Ma'aseh Bereishis from Hashem? Very few words. But from those words creates a whole world, a whole universe. All of creation comes from those. That's called Emor Ma'at V'Aseh Harbe. And Avraham Avinu was gifted with this Kayach, and he's merumas by Ma'aseh Bereishis, as if to say, this Kayach of Emor Ma'at V'Aseh Harbe was given over to Avraham Avinu. What's fascinating is, is that the smallest word in Kol HaTorah Kula is what? The letter Hey. Because it says in Parshas Hazinu, Hal Hashem Tigmalu Zos. Chazal said that that letter Hey, in the beginning of the word Hal Hashem, which is a big letter Hey, is actually not just a letter of the word Hal Hashem, it's a word in of itself. So the fact that Avram is given a Hey, based on this understanding, it's not just that he's given a Hey, which represents Chamisha Matzavos Atet, but more than that, that the letter Hey is the ultimate Emor Ma'at. There's no smaller word in Kol HaTorah Kula than the letter Hey. Chazal tells us that Hashem created all of Olam Hazeh with the letter Hey. Ki Bekah Hashem Tzur Olamim, that Olam Haba was created with the Yud, and Olam Hazeh was created with the letter Hey. That is the ultimate Emor Ma'at, is the letter Hey. And that letter was given to Avram as if to say, I'm giving you that Koyach of Emor Ma'at Vaseh Arveh. So it's at this moment where these worlds are colliding. The world of Avram, which is the Emor Ma'at Vaseh Arveh, with Ephron, who is the Rasha, who is Emor Harbir Vil Ma'at in Ainsa, that we find that Ephron loses a Vav in the same way that Avram gained the Hay from emulating this quality of Emor Ma'at Vaseh Arveh. Now, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Halacha, when it comes to the Indian of using Sefer Yetzirah, of using Sefer Yetzirah, so the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Kuf Ayin Tas in Yordaya, Halacha Tasvav, Ochez is Hainayim Aser, that it's Aser to practice magic, which is called, which Chazal called Ochez is Hainayim. However, but it's mutter to use Sefer Yetzirah, says the Machaber, and the Ramah adds, Afilu lasas maisa. Even to do a maisa using Sefer Yetzirah is completely mutter al pi halacha. However, comes along the Taz, it's Sefkan Yud Ches, and he writes, it's mutter to do lechatchila, that is true. Ach, sheis asku bahem b'kdusha v'tahara, or l'tzorech kdushas Hashem, or l'tzorech mitzvah rabba. It's not just a person could just use Sefer Yetzirah randomly. Like we explained by Avraham Avinu, it was a circumstance where he felt he had to use it. It was a mitzvah rabba or an instance of Kedushas Hashem. And says the Taz, Asher lo nimsa zeh b'doras halal b'vasin haram. You know, in these doras we can't use it. V'afilu b'zmanehem, even going back to earlier doras, matzinu shenana shishai al zeh. Yishai was punished for this, the Gemara tells us. That we can't use it. We don't have the proper levels of Tahara Kedusha to use Sefer Yetzirah. And he writes in the end, V'rachmana liva bai. Rachmana liva bai. So we see Lamaisa. That although Sefer Yetzirah could be used l'chatchila, for these daras we can't use it. And really, if we want to speak about this in al pi chasidus, what it means emor ma'at vaseh arveh al pi chasidus, we would say the following thing. We find that Avraham Avinu, who was the man of emor ma'at vaseh arveh, in the very same parsha, immediately after this episode with the malachim, the malachim go down to stone, and Hashem is pleading with Avraham. And of the things which he says about himself, he says, Va'anoichi ofar va'efer. I am ofar va'efer. Chazal praised Avraham Avinu that he was mashpel himself, that he was machni himself, and he spoke about himself saying, I'm ofar va'efer. Rabbi said, this is what's called emor ma'at in chassidus. That a person, he says about himself that he's ma'at. He makes himself little, he's mevatel himself before the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is how we're able to be poel nowadays. Yeshuos and Barachos, not just by using Shemos Hashem, but by speaking just regular talk, Emor Ma'at, talking to Hashem and saying to Hashem, Anoichi Ofer Ve'efer, that's called Emor Ma'at. Vaseh Harbein, and it does a lot. Look what happened from this. That Lot was saved, and the Nesham of Mashiach was in Lot. Avram accomplished many things because of this. Vaseh Harbein, tremendous things came from that. Vapi Chassidus, this is the Inyan of Emor Ma'at. But the real Vaseh Harbein, which came from this, was that Chazal tell us, quoting Rava, which according to some Gersas, as I mentioned in Sanhedrin, is the Baal Memra, the Rava who was Bara Gavra. Rava is the Baal Memra who says that in the Schar that Avraham Avinu said, Anoichi Ofer Ve'efer, his children Klal Yisrael were zeichet to the mitzvah of Efer Parah and Ofer Soita. That's called Vaaseh Harveh. He was Emor Ma'at. He said about himself, Anechi Ofer Ve'efer, and for Dari Darius, for eternity, it was Paya that Klal Yisrael should have. These mitzvahs of Ofer and the Efer of the Soita and the Paradim. Not only that, but of course, the Emor Ma'at Vaaseh Harveh. Like we said before, how is it that Avraham Avinu was able to be poil that throughout all the 40 years in the Midbar that they would have man? And the Mayim. So if you want to say Al Pisei Fitzir, that's called Emor Ma'at Vaaseh Harveh. But really the Iker Nekuda is that because of the shiftless that Avraham demonstrated, that he was mamait himself in front of these three guests. He probably didn't know that they were malachim, it's machlokes whether he knew or not. But on the tzad that he did know they were malachim, certainly how he was mashpel himself and machniam himself to feed lashon b'chard to three strange Arabs who came to his tent on a really hot day. That's the ultimate manifestation of a person who's an emor ma'at. He sees himself as being very lowly before Hashem, that he has what to accomplish. He's machni himself before Hashem, and even says the words yukachna ma'at mayim. That's really called emor ma'at. He says the word ma'at. That just comes to show the whole shpracha of Aminu was one of emor ma'at, that he spoke a little bit about himself. But Vaaseh Harveh, that he was able to accomplish a lot through his shiflos, he was able to accomplish. Based on this, let's say as follows. As the Shach points out, as he says in the end, Hashem doesn't want us using Sefer Yetzirah. Rachmana libabai. And the reason why that is, that Hashem doesn't want us using Sefer Yetzirah, is because, and this is something which we could speak about maybe Parshas Vayishev, we'll come back to this in a minute, is that Hashem wants to have a relationship with us. You know the words of the Kutzker. The Kutzker says that the kvala that Hashem gave to the Nachash was the offer teicha kol yemechayecha. Wherever you go, you'll eat offer. So asks the Kutzker, isn't that a bracha? Everywhere he goes, he has his food. Doesn't have to worry like other animals about what to eat. There's other ways to explain this, but the Kutzker said, the reason why this is such a kvala is because he has no relationship with Hashem. It's a schus for us that we have to come to Hashem every day and to daven and to say, can I please have what to eat today? Hashem wants a relationship with us. He wants us to know that He provides all of our tzrachim. And tefillah is the main way that we demonstrate that we have a relationship with Him. If a person can have sefer yetzirah, in the same way that we can have sefer refuahs and we put all the refuahs which he needs and all the yeshuas which he needs and all the shidduchim that he needs using sefer yetzirah, then there's no relationship with Hashem and His creations. But Hashem wanted to have a relationship with us. So therefore, although we can go into the Eimek HaMelech library, I don't know if you can go to the Sefer. Yeah, you can go to the YU library, it has everything. You can go to the YU library and you can find Sefer Yetzirah. And you can say, you can hold it in your hand and say, oh, wow, what a Yerusha, this goes all the way back to Avraham Avinu, the Sefer, and you can open it, you can learn it, and you can see Mamish, you can see the Chachma HaNifla of Sefer Yetzirah. You can say, oh, how's the Mamish, all the way from Avraham Avinu. Right? The Torah also comes from Moshe Avinu, right? It comes even before that, so... You know, we don't even hold the Chumash and think that. We're just so accustomed to the Chumash. You know, we can get lost in how much we appreciate Sefer Yetzirah, forgetting how the Chumash is also, you know, it goes even farther back. It goes according to my aspirations, the Chumash is great. But we're making a mistake when we think that when we hold Sefer Yetzirah, we're like, the legacy of Avraham Avinu. That's not the legacy of Avraham Avinu. Right? It was buried for a reason. And even nowadays, the reason why it's accessible to us is because we don't know how to use it. You and I can't sit down with a Sefer Yetzirah and use it to make anything out of it. We can learn it. We can learn Sefer Yetzirah like any lima. Like the Gra learned, the Gra was able to make golems. You know, the story that Chaim Volozhiner writes in his Akdama to Nefesh HaChaim or Ma'aserav, he says that the Gra told him that when he was 13 years old, he started to make a golem. He was only 13 years old. I don't think he was even bar mitzvah yet. And then he was in the middle of making a golem, using Sefer Yetzirah, and then like he had a certain remez that, you know, that told him that he should stop doing it, so he stopped doing it. But you know that the Chacham Svi, She has a whole shaila whether or not you can be mitzadarif a goylem to a minion. He says, of course you can't. And then his son, the Yaiva, says that my grandfather, the Chacham Tzvi's father, he actually made a goylem. And then the whole maisa happened that the goylem got out of control, and they had to like take the shame out of his head. And then he hurt his grandfather. He gave him a big blow, and he was crippled for his life because of that. They say famous about the Maral that he used seifei tzira, although it's debated whether or not it's actually true. But akol panim, throughout all the dairies, they were tzaddikim who, under certain circumstances, that they used, you know, shemus hakdashim and seifei tzira particularly. But that's not the real legacy of Avram Avinu. The real legacy of Avram and all the tzaddikim is what? Davening. The Gemara says in Brachos, tfilos avos tiknu. Right? Shachris we have from Avram Avinu. Yitzchak we have Mincha, and Yaakov we have Ma'ariv. Okay? That's the real legacy, is that Hashem wants us to know Rachmana Liva Bai, that He wants us to daven. Wants us to daven. It could even be said, perhaps, that if we're right, that although we need to explain a little bit, that Chazal said, Vayisa Yitzchak Lasulach Basada, so if you say Fi Yitzira, then how are we saying that this is a mocker? How can the Gemara say this is a mocker for davening? I think the pshat is like this. The pshat is that Chazal says that the reason why the Imaos were Akaros was because Hashem is Misa'afel the Tfilas and Shal Tzadikin. He likes the Tfilas and Tzadikin. So it could be the pshat is like this, that if Yitzchak was Poyel using Seyfi Yitzira to find Rivka, that means that he didn't do a Pederach HaTzila. So he needs to be Mashlem now by davening. Because really a Zivug comes to us through our davening. We can't rely on the Shadchin, we can't rely on anything else other than the fact that we're Mespalel, that we should have our Zivug. That's what it is. But since Yitzchak al Derech Zeh, that he used Seyfi Yitzira, so the reason why she was in Akar Rivka, because Akar Rivka said, I need your tefillahs. Everything is about tefillah. So since Yitzchak davened so much that she should have Yeshua, so Mamela by Yitzchak, Yitzchak Lasuach Wasada becomes tefillah. But it's interesting because the word Lasuach doesn't literally mean tefillah. Chazal Darshan ain't Sichel tefillah. But it's not like it's Mamish Lashon tefillah. You would say that it's a Lashon of Siach Hasada. It means to have a conversation with. That he recited something, that he said something. So the Lashon lends itself to imply that it's not tefillah, but Chazal say no. Ein sicha ela tefillah. The mafreya, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mesavet lesson shel tzadikim, it doesn't want that we should just do things using safer refuah, safer yetzirus. So mafreya means that you're able to be poyel with tefillah. So we have safe yetzir nowadays. It's just not the safe yetzir written by Avraham Avinu. It's the emor ma'at aseh harbi of the anochi ofer v'efer of Avraham Avinu. But the lesson that when a Jew is machni himself before others, before Hashem Yisbarach, that Hashem gives him brachas in his mouth, He gives him brachas in his life, the more that he's mashpel himself. That kefid that the anava that a person has, that's his measure of his real godless. And when a person is a god, also he could be amr ba'av aseyarbe. That's why the brachas of tzaddikim are mekayim, because they're mashpel themselves. Because they're machniyah themselves. That's why a tzaddik has the koyach of aymer v'yaisa. The reason why I point this out is because it's not just like a shiur on Sefer Yetzir. It's a shiur on the pnimius of what means Sefer Yetzir b'zman hazeh. If we're dovey to the midas of Avraham Avinu, it's the legacy of Avraham, which is the mean of tefillah and shiftless before Hashem and achna and anava. So we'll see. We should be zeichet to see that how the sinning of the Emor Ma'af HaSei Harbe, which is seemingly just a not unimportant, out of place shevach, Avraham Avinu, is something which is very of utmost importance to us, and Hashem should help us that as we journey through the sinning of Tikkun Amidos and Avodas Apnimius in our lives, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us and we should be zeicha to emulate the Avos HaKadoshim and to be mitzdayim in the mitzvah of Tefillah and to see the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash ki beisi beis Tefillah yikar et chol ha'amim m'her v'meinu amen.